everybody. My name is Rita Crompton, also known as the Inventor Lady. I have Kat with me today, and we are discussing kind of our setup to the National Hardware Show and making a last call to anyone and everyone who thinks that they are ready to go. So, Kat, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
No problem.
So one of the things, you know, that we're really excited about this year is that there are some new things going on this year at the Hardware Show. Do you want to explain a couple of those things?
So the first big one that comes to mind is that this year they have decided to actually run three shows at once. So joining the National Hardware Show in the lineup is also the Home Builder Show and the Kitchen and Bath Show. So they've, to my knowledge, have never done all three of them at once before. So that's going to be very exciting. And anyone who has access to the National Hardware Show floor will also have access to the other two shows as well.
And that's the big difference, is that when we've been there in the past, there have been other shows, but you haven't automatically been accepted as being part of those other shows. So this year, they are really advertising the combination of the shows and making them accessible. They've also increased the hours of the show, where in the past, that last day used to go 9 to 1, it goes 9 to 5 this year. So come with your walking shoes on, everyone.
Another interesting aspect of this year's show is we will actually have Michael King, the Cajun contractor from Home Talk Radio, there at the Inventor Lady booth interviewing our inventors and going live.
So we will be, and that is, we are really excited to be broadcasting from our booth, but we're also going to have Michael Green there, who heads up our social media network and is working with the social media experts on Michael's team. We've got a lot of mics on this team. And so it's really a lot of fun. We never want to drop a mic, but with all of them there and the broadcasting live from the show, I mean, Michael Green, our guy, is the guy that, you know, everybody said we Google National Hardware Show and Inventor Lady is what comes up. So join us, because now when you get there and you are part of Inventor Lady, it has gone out everywhere and it's going to be going out live. So that's one of the things that we've been doing leading up to the show, is a lot of recordings with our inventors who are going to be there on the radio, and then videos.
And we have a prime spot this year as well in the convention hall. We are up right by the front entrance, which is very exciting. We've also increased to a slightly larger square footage, so we have more room, and we're hoping that our last year's award-winning booth will also be open to winning awards this year as well.
You're right. We have won a lot of awards over the past few years, from everything from the Retailer's Choice Award to you know, being asked to be on stage and present products. So a lot of different awards, but then the last year was the first time that we had won the most interactive booth. So we would really like to duplicate that one. I'm going to bring our award and put it in a prime place so everybody can see that we won last year. So we're really looking forward to this new kind of a new era for the Inventor Lady, you know, with the broadcasting, the bigger space, the new location. It's an island, so people can access us all the way around. We never used to have that. We do now. We've got some great products. I mean, we really cover the home front with all of the products, everything from the kitchen and bath to the hardware to the builder show. So that's kind of exciting too, to have products, you know, outdoor barbecuing, you know, the backyard, the garage. One of the guys is bringing a way to use your garage, the inside of your garage door. It's wasted space because it's got to be clearing, you know, to go up. He's got a gadget, all right, that allows you to hang stuff from that space and it doesn't get in the way of using the door. That's like a whole new closet to hang stuff in. So we look forward to having John there and having him show his products. Jeff is there with a new snow shovel. And after this last week of crazy snow stuff, it's like, get me one of those shovels. So a lot of good products for every room in the house and the yard, and a lot of new opportunities. So this is the last call, everyone out there. If you've got a product where you've got proof of concept, prototype, and you are patent pending, call us, get in touch with us right away. We've got a few spots that are still open, and join us. It doesn't take a lot to join us. Like I said, proof of concept prototype, you know, some good pictures, and a name is nice, but not mandatory. Patent pending status. Go and show off. So I'll get people say, well, you know, I can't get ready that fast. Yes, you can. Nobody's saying you've got to ship orders next week. Most of the time, they'll say, you know, can you fill an order for next quarter? If you plan on licensing, you get to say, no, I am not manufacturing. I'm going after licensing. Who sells you this kind of product? And that's who we want to know for licensing. So you can be ready in 30 days to go. So join us.
That's right. You know, you don't need a lot to go with us, but you do get a lot out of it. And in the past, when we've interviewed past inventors, one of the things that we hear just back feedback from everybody is that what they get out of the show is so much more than if they were trying to go by themselves. Not only do they have a lower price tag, which, let's face it, all of us can use, but they have people there that are watching out for them. We go as a team. And the benefit of that is you get to work and do more floor time. You get to network and know that your product isn't being left alone with no one to talk about it. There's people there to cover you. So unless you're taking a whole team yourself to go, you're not going to be able to get nearly as much out of it as if you go with us as your team.
That's exactly right. And the one of the big things that people have told me over the years is like, they will go and everybody's a stranger. And after 3 days of working together, they feel like they're family, you know, friends. And you can learn from the other people who are there. And especially for an beginning inventor, that it is more reasonably priced and part of your learning curve on how to go, so that when you do go by yourself, you know what you want to do. You can walk around and look at other booths and other types of displays. And that way you've maximized your dollars at the beginning stage. And yet you've been able to have the full value of being at the show. And don't tell anybody this, but when you go into those inventor sections, you are treated like you are in high school. I have had more inventors complain about being in those inventor sections. With us, you're in the exhibitor hall. You are part of the exhibitor floor. They treat you like a grown-up. So all that money and time you've put into it, it comes back to you. So join us, all right? Don't let the year go by. I've had a couple of inventors say, well, I'm not quite ready. You know, I'll wait until next year. That is a whole year of not being in the marketplace that allows somebody else to get in there ahead of you. Don't go there. Don't make that mistake. A lot of people do. Join us. This is your chance. Right, Kat?
This is your chance.
Well, we will see you all at the National Hardware Show. I will see Kat at the National Hardware Show and our entire team of mics. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.